There are still 2 weeks to go until Election Day, but if current polling holds, this presidential race won't be nearly as close as the last two contests in Wisconsin. Democrats say a big Obama win could help them win contested assembly races and ultimately win control of the assembly for the first time in more than a decade.
Well, I think it certainly could and should.
Paul Maslin is a Democratic pollster based in Madison.
You have to examine the reasons why Obama is ahead. It's not simply that he's preferred as a choice over John McCain, but it's also that many voters who traditionally have voted Republican or even split their ballots are now either leaning Democratic or perhaps not even going to turn out.
Maslin says that tends to gravitate down the ticket and could give local Democratic races the extra boost of turnout they need. Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch is in charge of holding the line for the Assembly GOP this year. He concedes Obama could help some Assembly candidates win by bigger margins in Democratic districts like those in downtown Madison or Milwaukee. But Hipsch says that won't happen in the swing districts that will decide control of the Assembly.
The thing about Wisconsin is we are a very independent lot. There may be a number of people who are willing to go out and vote for Barack Obama, but then we'll switch over and vote for Mike Hipsch. And the reverse is true.
But Maslin says there's plenty of precedent for a national political wave affecting state races in Wisconsin. He points to the 1994 midterm elections that gave the GOP control of Congress and helped Republicans win the majority in the Wisconsin Assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.